I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. Governor J.B. Pritzker's budget proposal is getting a warm reception from Democrats who won control of state government last fall, but Republicans say they're worried the majority party is quickly falling into old habits. Brian Mackey has more.
Like all governors, Pritzker says he's presenting a balanced budget.
This is a constrained budget, more austere than I would like.
I can't agree with that. All I saw and heard was more spending.
Jim Durkin is the House Republican leader. He says he's particularly worried about Pritzker's moves on pensions, which include reducing the amount of money Illinois is putting toward its shortfall, the worst of any state.
That is what got us into the problems with our pension systems today.
And it's not just Republicans raising red flags. The credit rating agency Fitch has warned that it could be months or years before any pension savings are realized. I'm Brian Mackey.
Meanwhile, the Legislative Black Caucus largely praised the new governor, but State Representative Andre Tappetti of Chicago says Pritzker's budget is missing something crucial, funds for the 2020 census.
While I was a little disappointed to not hear Governor Pritzker specifically state that he was going to be allocating monies for the census, this caucus, with legislation and with our proactive ways, is committed to making sure that every Illinoisan is counted.
Tappetti says much of the federal money Illinois receives is based on census numbers. He says he proposed legislation that would support local efforts to count citizens. A federal judge refused to order the resumption of operations at a Northern Illinois plant ordered closed by the state last week. Sterigenics uses ethylene oxide, a cancer-causing chemical, to sterilize medical instruments. The Illinois EPA said the order was based on air sampling by local officials and the U.S. EPA that consistently found high outdoor levels of ethylene oxide. Sterigenics attorney Gerard Kelly sought an emergency order to reopen Wednesday. He told U.S. District Judge Matthew Kennelly the plant's shutdown is causing a crisis for its customers. Kelly said medical supply companies will be in a lurch without Sterigenics products because it will take them months to find a new place to get what they need. And Northern Illinois University will hold a vigil today remembering two of the victims of last Friday's shooting in Aurora. Standing with Aurora, honoring our Huskies, will commemorate the lives of Trevor Wehner and Clay Parks. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Governor J.B. Pritzker proposed his first state budget yesterday, and the nearly $39 billion spending plan includes new tax revenue, as well as a reduction in pension spending. State Representative Terry Bryant of Murfreesboro says she's happy the budget proposal includes more money for higher education, law enforcement, and prisons, but she says it's still not clear where the money will come from.
In this budget proposal are six or seven ideas that have to pass in order for this to work. Some of those include passing the progressive income tax. It includes legalizing recreational marijuana.
Bryant says she's most concerned about the sports betting proposal, which doesn't include additional casinos, something that's been talked about in her Southern Illinois district. SIU Carbondale students took to the state capitol yesterday lobbying for higher education funding. Students from the Graduate and Professional Student Council and Undergraduate Student Government spread Saluki apparel throughout the capitol, reminding Governor J.B. Pritzker, state senators and representatives about prioritizing higher ed. The governor says he took notice.
We need the activism and the action of students to help us and help the legislature know what the right thing to do is.
USG Vice President Bethany Peppers says students understand the importance of the state budget and the university's fiscal health.
I think it shows that we care, and it shows that SIUC has very dedicated students that care about the state, but also the school and higher education in general.
GPSC President Clay Awesome says the trip shows SIUC has students who want the opportunity to do amazing things. I'm Jennifer Fuller.